What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea with the Cleveland Browns today focusing on our defense, taking on a very much struggling offense of the Jacksonville Jaguars entering this game ranked last in the league in scoring per game, last in the league in yards per game, last in the league in rushing yards per game. So obviously our defense, only giving up 10 points over the last six quarters, they've got to be excited about this matchup.
They definitely do. They have to be hungry. This is the type of game where you stuff that stat sheet. So I look for us to be able to confuse Blake Bortles. We're going against a rookie guard and a rookie center. So the shuffling at defensive line should flourish regardless. And I really look for Carlos Dansby and our defensive backfield to have a great day because Blake Bortles will throw you the football.
No question. Seven interceptions and about 3.5 games of action for Blake Bortles. But let me ask you this. When you have that rookie center and a rookie guard, makes sense you're going to be able to get some A-gap pressure there. Is that something that you expect to see schematically from the Browns?
Most definitely. Look what the Pittsburgh Steelers did when we moved John Greco from guard to center. We tested him immediately, but we get to do that for 60 minutes. So testing and crossing and stunting will be a big part of the game plan this week.
Now, Blake Bortles will throw you the football, but he'll also run on you. And we saw the Browns have some trouble with Jake Locker back in Tennessee. Blake Bortles, 10 rushing first downs as a quarterback, third most in the league. So how important is it to keep contain on him and just stay and maintain that gap integrity?
It definitely is, and I would hope that Coach Pettine and Jim O'Neill this week are looking back at that Tennessee game film, understanding our gap responsibility, our contain rush lanes, not allowing Blake Bortles or any quarterback to really extend the play, because that's when you get a lot of holding in the defensive backfield. You get a lot of double moves and guys just finding space in those zones, and any NFL quarterback will find those guys wide open.
And talk about the mindset going against a rookie quarterback, because you want to blitz him, get him under pressure, force him to make quick decisions, but at the same time with an athlete like Bortles, you don't want to let him get out of the pocket.
That's right. One thing that I love doing as a defensive player is disguise. Disguise, disguise, disguise. Do not show him what you're going to be in when the ball is snapped. That falls on Dante Whitner and Tashawn Gibson, Hayden and Screen pushing and pulling. Dansby walking into the line and walking out, disguising what we're going to be in, whether it's zone, whether it's man, whether we're blitzing or a zone pressure. Disguise is going to be big against any rookie quarterback.
Absolutely. And finally, who's one guy on the Browns D you want to see step up in this game against the Jags?
I think Paul Kruger for me and Barkevious Mingo. I think a contained rush, which we've already talked about, is these guys should eat and eat well. They're giving up a lot of sacks. Blake Bortles will throw you the ball. And I think that pressure on Blake Bortles, because there really is no running game. Toby Gerhardt's got 132 yards. They average only 70 yards a game, so the ball will be in the air.
No question. We've talked about every week seems the key stopping the run. This week, you don't have to worry about that. It's containing Blake Bortles and generating turnovers for the Browns. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Today.